to the smart community. Smart regions, smart towns, and smart cities. It's where we live, work, and play. With smart communities, the future starts today. Big data, smart mobility, emerging trends galore. The Smart Community Podcast is what you're looking for.
Hello, Zoe. Welcome to episode 360 of the Smart Community Podcast.
Oh my God. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? We are here today recording just a little update episode for 2024 because we have a little bit of news and we just wanted to keep everyone in the loop and because it's episode 360 and we just want to kind of talk about coming 360.
I know, all the way around. So basically, we are planning to take a little break. Not sure for how long.
An extended break.
It
might not be super little.
That's true. Depends on the scheme of things. So we're going to take a little break. Unfortunately, my mum is very unwell, and so I'm going to take some time to be with her and just kind of scale things back a little bit, still doing all the kind of work for my smart community, working with my amazing clients that I have contracts with at the moment and ones in the future. But we're just going to press pause on the podcast for a time. Could be a couple of months, could be 6 months, could be, we don't know.
We don't know. And I think because there's a fair amount of uncertainty in your world at the moment and you just want to have any extra time and energy to focus on the things that are important, which is your family and time together. And, you know, there's 359 episodes in the back catalogue for people to go and catch up on. So we think you'll have enough to do.
Yes. And I think, it's going to be, like you said, a time of uncertainty, but I am kind of thinking about time of grounding and thinking more and hopefully coming out of this with some kind of different thoughts and views and
some insights
is the word, because I think it will be a different time, definitely. But it also reminds me, like, why I do the things that I do, and it's not just talking about it. It's like when we talk about it, it's about humans and people. Mm. We need to bring that into, make sure we don't forget that in our own lives as well.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's why this is really important to me. But also the people that we've met along the way, how it's made it really like hard to say we're going to pause, but also I know that I'll have the support behind me as well. I've already got Absolutely. Messages from so many people, so thank you already. But I think, it's going to be a time of change.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, you've been doing the podcast for 7 years now, is it? I'm pretty
yes.
sure.
Yes.
Is it seven?
Yeah.
Six or seven? I can't remember. Beginning of 2018 is when it began. And that's a long time. And so much has changed in the smart community space. You know, there's been, it was a smart city space when you started. And so it's also, I think, a really good time to pause and to, you know, take some space from what you've created and figure out what the next circle is going to be.
The next
360 episodes of something.
I know, right? And I think reflection is a really important piece of this as well, because often I fall into a trap of just looking for the next thing. And I think, you know, during the pandemic, we definitely had some time for reflection. But then I reflect on that and I was very busy because I picked up this, that, and the other and other things, and it was amazing. And I might do my master's and stuff like that as well. Just being able to pause for a moment and reflect, I think, will be really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully if you're listening to this and also thinking about things in your life that maybe you want to carve out some time, doesn't have to be a pause from a major project, but, you know, maybe take an afternoon, turn off the phone, go and do some reflection and thinking about where you want to go intentionally for the next season, whatever that season is.
Yeah, I think that's really important as well, because when we talk about smart communities, I definitely think we need to think more about buying back our leisure time, right? That it isn't about just being more and more productive. And I definitely fall into that trap, but that we can use things, and not technology and data necessarily, but like the people, our relationships, the fact that we have so much more access to things now, that things can be more frictionless, but that we use that to then buy back our leisure time. So being able to sit and enjoy a cup of coffee before, the next thing. There's a musical comedian who I saw called Gillian Cosgriff, and she has an amazing show called Actually Good. And one of the things that she does is you have a list of like the things that you love. So number 10 to number one. And number one is the absolute number one thing that you love. Number 10, if you'd liked it any less, it wouldn't be on the list anymore. And her number one was being able to make a cup of tea in the morning and have enough time to drink it. And I often think about that, because I'm often, making my coffee and I'm going from here to there, or I'm looking
rushing out the
emails.
Door.
I'm rushing out email. Yeah, rushing out the door, exactly. But just having time to just sit and not even reflect, just do nothing for a while.
And I think too, we don't need loads of time when we actually break it down to, the time it takes me to just drink this cup of tea, that doesn't require me to quit my job and, sell the house and move to a yurt. But it's just, I have to pause then. I have to really consciously stop and not be trying to multitask and do my emails and check my Facebook and, wash the dishes at the same time. It's like just being intentional about the way we're spending our time as much as we can. It's not always possible, but as much as we can, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the other thing I think for me is that I absolutely 100% love the work that I do. It's still work at the end of the day, but I try and be really intentional about that too. So being able to press pause on something, then I'll be able to say yes to other things that I might not have been able to say yes to, because I've just got too much going on, even in this time of kind of pausing one element. And similar to what you said, you don't have to, we're not blowing up everything.
No.
It's just pressing pause on one thing that does take a lot of time
and energy and
resources.
There's resources and some mental load. Like it, as we always say, podcasts are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. And there's a significant investment of time and resources that goes into it. And you're going to have some time to divert those resources and that energy elsewhere for a while, and so am I. I'm going to go off and have another baby, and we'll reconvene on the other side, and we'll see where things are, and how we're going to proceed, and what the next 360 is going to look like or sound like.
Yes, I'm very excited for that too. Don't know what that'll look like yet, but Ellen, you've been with me from the very beginning, even before the beginning.
Before the beginning.
Before the beginning, who would have thought? So,
having our baked
thanks.
Eggs at the cafe.
That was so good.
Yeah, good memories.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. It has been such an unexpected pleasure in the last, it's probably been 7 years since we started talking about it. Maybe that's where I get the seven from. But really, honestly, I didn't really even know what an engineer was when we started this.
Me either.
And now I'm like, I fully have conversations with lay people, not with smart city people. But I'll be like, oh, well, have you heard of digital twins? I know about things now. And I'm really interested and excited about the space and about all the good people. Like, honestly, there's so many times where I listen to episodes of this podcast before they've been released to the world yet. And I think, wow, I'm so glad they're such like thoughtful, intelligent, really heartfelt people doing good work, usually behind the scenes, invisible to all the guff we see on TV and all the politics and all the just ridiculous stuff that gets airtime in most of our society most of the time. There's like some really good people behind the scenes working really hard to keep our society and our world running and getting better and looking after each other better and, you know, protecting the planet better and all of that. It really warms my heart and comforts me to know that everyone listening here is part of that because it does take a whole community and it takes a village. And I think there's a pretty good village here.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, thank you, everyone. We will still be, you'll still be around on LinkedIn a bit.
You'll still be
connectable.
I'm not going anywhere.
No, but we're just taking a pause. Your podcast feed will stop updating for a while. We don't know how long that while will be, but we'll be back.
We will. In, let's see, whatever shape, form is right for the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Do we sing the song?
Welcome to the smart community.
Thanks so much for listening to the Smart Community Podcast. Show notes for this episode and all other episodes are available on our website, mysmart.community/podcast. If you have any questions for us or any of our guests, you can email hello@mysmart.community. You can also find us on the socials. We are on LinkedIn and Twitter @smartcomhq. That's com with two M's. If you are enjoying the podcast, please hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. And we would love for you to leave us a rating and review at wherever you listen. This really helps us reach more ears and eyes, so thank you for your support. As always, we hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed making it.
The Smart Community Podcast is what you're looking for.